think of what Kenny's given you while you haven't had Mike at your disposal?
Kenny's been very solid, done a nice job. I mean, obviously, there's always, you know, as a coach, you always see room for improvement. But I think like I said before, he's a really good young prospect. They were giving him a little grief the other day that he's legal now. You know, he had his 22nd birthday. So, but I don't know where they got the – last year it was legal. You know, they're just kind of like giving him a little – I mean, they understood that. I don't want them to sound – you know, they were just giving him grief about how young he is still and it's his birthday. And so, but I think he's a really – been pleased with his effort, been pleased with his play, always room for improvement, and just the work ethic that this young man has is just really what you want. I mean, it's what you look for in a player, and his study habits from everything down. I mean, he's very serious about his craft.
I remember in training camp, we were asking you about the youth that you had in the room, because LaTroy was gone, and it was BP and Ringo and a bunch of young guys, and now you have fairly veteran room.
Right.
How does that change anything you can do or can't do?
Well, I think when you look at right now, Quentin being the guy that we added, I was just thinking to myself, because we've played him at a couple different positions, that boy, he's really done a nice job of learning our system. And it's not the hardest system to learn, but it's also there's some things when you've been together for a while, you kind of – the players know him, so they just, you know, they might have a little code word or something they use with each other. And he's really done a nice job of picking up our system in that regard. And, you know, the other guys were here through most of the stuff that we had, so they picked it up all spring and summer. But he came in, when did he come in? Like right at the end? Came in, I can't remember now. But I was just thinking to myself the other day, boy, he's done a great job of learning multiple positions, and that's a sign of a true pro. And there's only so many things you can call it. The hardest thing is it's different terminology. A three is a three technique, but when you're doing certain things with it, it's the terminology that's a little bit different.
You had Montrevious Adams active, I think, week two, right? And mm-hmm. then not active. Is it more, were you just trying to find out where he was at in regular action, or
what game was he active for? Cincinnati? Yeah, he was active in the Cincinnati game, which really, when you looked at the Cincinnati game, we kind of got down there for a little bit. So, and I thought some of our inside guys were doing a lot of good things in there. So, as a coach, you kind of like, you're a little bit nervous on putting a new guy in there and exposing to that. He missed a lot of time. And he's working very hard. He's going to have a bright future. But you can see that he's missed some time in there, and that's where we just got to keep bringing him along.
How did you feel about the base defense getting as much playing time as they did against Chicago, and maybe that'll be the case again against Dallas?
Yeah. You know, I'm always a guy that likes base. I mean, whatever Dom calls, I mean, we're gonna stand behind it 100%. So, I mean, I think that's probably the most reps we've probably played base in a while, so that was nice.
You get Daniels back this week. Do you have to manage his reps, and is that something you might do?
We'll have to see. He's obviously I don't even know what, you know, Mike and Ted are going to make that decision on whether he's going to be up or not. I know he's probably telling everybody he's going to play, but I don't know that he makes that decision. But we'll have to talk to him tomorrow after going through a non-padded day yesterday and a padded day today, you know, where I think the thing with Mike was, and I don't want to get into the injuries, it's just the weight of the people on him. You know, and I thought he did a nice job in practice today. So we'll see what they do with him.
No, it seems like it was a million years ago since, but that first game Mike played a lot on third down. Is that kind of what you like to see him do?
Yep. Keep getting him some third down reps. And I think we got, like I said, with the veteran guys that we have in there, we can get him some more rest on first and second down so we can get him in there fresh sometimes on third down. But like I said before, you know, some that, that you can talk a good game with that, but if you pull him out of the, take him off the field on that, and he's mad at you on the sideline, and you're taking him off so you could keep him fresh, and then he wants to play every down. That's just his nature, and just the way he wants to be. So sometimes I just have to pull him back a little bit. And he understands why, but on the game day, their minds are going. He wants to be on the field every down.
I mean, he's kind of the opposite of a running back that you're afraid to take out for a series because he's the kind of running back that can take it for a touchdown. In his case, as a coach, I'm guessing you know the kind of impact he has. You don't want to take him out either.
Yeah, right? but that's true. But in other regards, you know, they're long games and long seasons. I mean, we need to do that, and that's what he's gotten better at. That when he was a few years ago in there, I'd take him out and it'd be like hell on the sideline, you know, just, and not, I mean, not disrespectful or anything. He just wants to play. And I tell him, look, it's a long game. I want you fresh in the fourth quarter. We got guys that need to play a little bit too. So.
But it's evolved a little bit now where maybe you can run his first and second down to keep him fresh as opposed to not playing him as much.
Yes. Time.